Here we go, another night, special night, Saturday night, everyone. It's Night Moves right here on Blog Talk Radio, Saturday night edition. I am Michael, your chief officer here on the 13th of August. It's the first Saturday show here in the month of August, coming to you every night here, helping to do what we normally do, relaxation, inspiration for a two-hour show tonight. And maybe you're sitting here like, whoa, Night Moves is on, the Oasis. The lighthouse is open. And yeah, we're here with you. We're another couple hours on this Friday night. Do a little bit of things for tonight. 563-999-3685. I'm here inside the lab in the captain's chair. And all of our night girls from around the world that we share, saying hello to you in South Korea, in Japan, in Europe, England, United Kingdom up there, Ireland, Netherlands, down in Germany, France, and Spain, Bulgaria. Where else we have our night eagles listening to the show? How about Russia? Got some listeners in Russia. It's really kind of cool. And so here we are saying hello to all of you, especially our female night eagles. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Celebrated the 100th show yesterday. Had a fun time yesterday, and here we are. The atmosphere is playing with you, putting you in the right space. And it's kind of weird doing a show on a Saturday. You're not normally used to doing a show on a Saturday. And you almost kind of forget what to do. But then it's like getting on a bike and riding a bike all over again. And so as we do, as we say each and every night here, saying hello to every one of our night eagles coming into the show tonight. If you want to call into the show during tonight's live, this is the weekend edition, you can call 563-999-3685 or connect with us on any of our social media accounts, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and our new server on Discord. Yes, Night Moves HQ has its own server. And you can search us at Night Moves, hashtag 9811. Got some awful, some good music for you as we set up the show tonight. Going to help you get some relief and release from your stress, especially on a Saturday night. And maybe you've had a good Saturday night. And so doing a call in, maybe you have some questions about where, what you need, where you need to be. And if you are needing specific prayer, I want you definitely to call in during, I'm after come out of the secret place. If you need prayer tonight, definitely want you to call. But as you get situated, getting yourself situated, acclimated to the lab and your position as one of the three perches. Remember, if you want to get your hands on a digital commemorative gift from the show, just send us an email to nightmoodshdq@gmail.com and we will be sure to get your gift. Our utopian perch, our arbitrator perch, and our petitioner perch. These are the new perches that have replaced the lasers, the War Room Warriors, and the Closet Seekers. And it's a free gift, like I said, from the show to you. Get your digital badge, and you can display it with pride as a night eagle with more to come. Remember, August is an important month where you can become an eagle investor. Now, we've been talking about this for the past, I don't know, 3.5 weeks. And simply, we have had some technical issues with GiveSendGo.com and our account there. So don't go there right now. The site is not ready. We thought it was ready, and it wasn't published. We thought it was published, and we had actually my assistant give us a jingle. She came over and said, hey, we wanted to give to the radio station, and can't give because the site is down. And so we're like, oh my gosh. And Jill and I have been running around this afternoon to the evening, working on getting things figured out. Got the site up, but we were waiting to hear back from Gibson Go. So we're going to make other alternatives for you to give tonight and on through the week. I'm going to be with you here tomorrow night, which is Sunday night, on a special weekend show. So if you want to call in, if you have a birthday, make sure you do call in. We'll give you a birthday shout out. I'm going to be playing some new music with you here tonight. And in just a little bit, we're going to be going into the secret place. And then some serious inspiration. So be sure that you connect with us on our official server on Discord, Night Moods, #9811. And if you have the Wisdom app, you can follow us on the Wisdom app, Night Moods, HQ, and as well as the Clubhouse. All this technology, but we're new on the Clubhouse, and you can help us build the community. And now if you're in South Korea, we're looking to engage our South Korean Eagles and our Japanese Eagles. There's something special, the increase of listeners. And so I want to get to know especially our Japanese and South Korean Eagles. And so we're looking into bringing the brand to social media representing in your two countries there. So I'm excited about that. Maybe a little bit of post-big news announcement. Jan is going to be working with me on that. So let's get ready to get into the show tonight. New music. Let me know what you think. If you want some relaxation, let's talk about it. This is your meditation. Thank you.
can one person change the lives of orphans and widows? 1B1 Global Outreach is the answer. We dig wells, build compassion houses, and provide basic needs globally, bringing communities to a new standard of living now full of exciting promise. Check us out at newmillenniumfaithchurch.org/1B1Global Outreach or givesendgo/GC97. Remember, compassion creates change.
Hey, I'm Michael, your CMO. I welcome you to Experience Night Moods. This show is for anyone wanting to receive relaxation and inspiration. I call it the lab, the headquarters, where life gets creative and I get to mix it up so you can fit in. Inside the lab, I get to empower and equip you in your mood and faith. You'll also get interviews from time to time. So enjoy the fellowship, communication, and community as I teach you on all matters of the kingdom. They even told me to get into the deeper stuff. So get ready to discover things about yourself. And yes, I found a way to allow some of my friends in to help me mix it up so you get to engage, encounter, experience, and execute living your life in God's kingdom privileges. This is not going to be your ordinary radio show. It's time for the church to mature. You are listening to Night Moods on Blog Talk Radio. It's time to get into the lab. Saturday night special with yours truly. I'm Michael here in the captain's chair. Kind of a chill night tonight. And just listening to the radio show myself, I had to step out of the studio. I'm like, what in the world is going on? How's everybody doing tonight? Kind of an open-ended question, knowing that I really don't know how you're doing tonight. First Saturday night show in a long time. Going to be doing this with you every night of the week here inside of the month of August. Very important month for us here because we are working to be with you to fundraise for the launch of the radio station coming 11-11-22, 126, the Genesis, gets exposed, 24-7, music programming, ministry, 365 days a year. Can't wait for that. And until then, we are in our progression. And so, I think how we're going to do this here. We got some music tonight here, and we're going to do, like I said, do a little things a little bit different tonight. As we're giving you a little taste of what the radio station is going to be about, but if you are listening to this on Blog Talk Radio, thank you for being here. All of our newbies, our eaglets, and the rest of our night eagles, as you rest tonight and get into your Sunday, check in. If you have a birthday this month, and I do like to open up the studio lines, you can call 563-999-3685. In this month of August, it's a beautiful night out by the way. I'm just kind of getting starbound by what's going on outside that window. But I need to shut the studio up and get focused. Normally, I'm preparing to go into work and spending time with Jill and else, but this is August and we have a mission to fundraise to help reach the goal. The goal is $17,000 for this month and in the month of September to secure what we need to secure legally with the music that we're going to be playing. Our two-year commitment, our partner with radio.co that you'll be listening, you can actually be able to have the app to our radio station. So we're going to be building this for the future. And it's exciting. It's a lot of work, but the mission is already in front of us. As many nations that we are in, we are going to be focused with you. You are the ground breakers, and you are what is known as the nest, the aerie. In the eagle kingdom, it's the nest called the aerie, and we do have that up right now on the Discord server. On our server on Discord, you can actually hang out in our community. It is a brand new server. And so we have a lot of channels that you can come in and get to know each other, fellowship, hang out. I'm on there, by the way. And right now, we're in the Nest community. That's one of our channels. We also have our three perches. So our night eagles that listen to the show, we have three perches, which are the Utopian perch, the Arbitrator perch, and the Petitioner perch. And so there's three channels. And if you are a dreamer, you are goal-oriented, there is that Utopian perch for you. And that's an audible audio channel, I believe, where you can come in. It's voice-connected, ready to go for you. The other perches are text only, and that's the Petitioner perch. That's our formerly known as the Closet Seekers. And then our Arbitrators, those are our intercessors. That is actually a private channel. So if you are an intercessor, we are requesting your service to cover the entire radio station, our media and broadcast that we're going to be bringing forth in all of 2023, 2024 and beyond, a two-year commitment. And that includes arts and entertainment. We're working on the gaming, VR gaming solution, not a kill 'em, destroy 'em game. This is an awesome game that's going to be helping you maneuver in seven levels we call classifications, G1 through G7. And the purpose is to complete achievements within each level, growing and maturing in wisdom. And you can, at some point, we're going to be unleashing NFTs, and you can get your hands on NFTs because we're also on OpenSea. So we're working on some things behind the scenes to help build a kingdom foundation in arts and entertainment and broadcast and media. And that also includes television. We're working on that as we speak. But you can get all this information on our new server. And like I said, I am live right there as I'm talking to you right now. We'd love to get to know you. And if you are in any of our nations, especially South Korea and Japan, I want you to hopefully get on the Discord. Open up the app if you're able to, which you should be able to, especially if you're in Bulgaria, maybe Russia as well. This is a kingdom server. We're going to be not only sharing and fellowshipping and teaching, but we're going to be helping content creators, influencers, people who want to start up your businesses, giving you some kingdom foundation to start up on, and insight, education tools. There's going to be, we also have a new Eagle soundstage. And this is kind of cool because at some point on the server, we're going to be having live virtual concerts for some of the artists that are going to be on the radio station. And that is the platform that we're going to be using, this soundstage, where it's going to be audio only. You come in and get to hear. And there's also some Q&A that will happen after the events that we're going to be bringing to you. And that's on the Eagle soundstage. And all this is on our server, which you can check out on Discord. Just search Night Moods, hashtag 9811. We're glad to have you in to be part of the family, to be part of the community that we are building across all social media platforms. It's kind of cool getting introduced into Web3. If you don't know that you are in Web3, then you are actually using it right now and you don't even know it. And so we're using Web3 to educate the masses from a kingdom foundation, and we're doing it through the parent company, Night Moods HQ. And so I'm spending some time talking about that because you can become an Eagle investor. And if you go to our social media platforms, you're going to be able to check out an opportunity that you can be a part, whether it's in-kind support, prayer support. We have the screenshot. I don't even know what you call it. It is our Venmo app, but what do we call it? You know, you're learning this, and it's the QR code, the QR code. So if you check out our Night Moves official fan page, our Night Moves group, Instagram, and LinkedIn. What you're going to find is our QR code page if you want to become an Eagle influencer and give your best gift to help fuel the rocket ship known as the radio station that is Jetsing 111122. You can go ahead and do that. If you want to get more intentional about your giving, we have some opportunities for you here. And in a moment, the speaker place is going to let me know that it's ready for our installation. Ready? There's the queue. The speaker place is up and running, fully leveled up at 100%. Now, Eagle investors, listen to this. Like, we're doing this 7 nights a week. So bear with me here because this is the month of giving. And we're fundraising to help launch the radio show Platinum Eagles. You can go to any of our social media platforms if you want to get in Eagle Investment and invest into the radio station, this mission, this ministry that we are in 17 nations already now. We have the image. I did a screenshot a month back on our dashboard in the studio, and it shows our listeners who listen to this show, our flagship show, around the world. And it might be pinned. Let me see if I can kind of pull up. Maybe not, but it's pinned on our official Night Moods page on Facebook. And Eagle investors, if you are a small corporation, a big corporation, if you own a business, you're an entrepreneur, that commitment is a $3,500 commitment. And you could be an Eagle investor, and there are some awesome gifts coming with that. You get an opportunity to get an NFT to the game show. Not the game show, but the gaming that we're bringing in, which is Guardians of Aerie. We're working on that to hopefully bring that out to you by Christmas, if not Christmas, around the beginning of the new year. And our next tier is our Crystal Eagle. And that's a $1,000 seed into the radio station. And you can go look at the QR code right now on any one of our social media platforms. The next tier is the Golden Eagle. That is a $500 seed. A Silver Eagle is $250. A Bronze Eagle is $100. And the rest of you, Night Eagles, if you want a seed for $75, you can do that. And check up on the QR code, and what you're doing, you are giving into a radio ministry that is brand new. 17 nations that we're in, that's what I was talking about on our official Facebook page. And you can see the nations that are listening to the show. That's normally here Monday through Friday for 2 hours, but all month long I'm going to be here 7 nights a week for 2 hours. And the push is to help fund the radio show. And the radio show that's launching into a radio station. See, Night Moods is the flagship show for 126, the Genesis coming. And my show is going to go to a four-hour show with more music, inspiration, a lot of relaxation. And I'm going to be introducing you to Christian jazz. I love Christian jazz, gospel, singing, worship music when I'm here inside the studio on Night Moods, Monday through Friday nights. And my show will be from 10 until 2 o'clock in the morning, which is really kind of cool. And so there'll be some integration. There's going to be doing some live streaming with the Wisdom app and the Clubhouse and just integrating everything that we're doing. So this month, the purpose while I'm here on the Saturday night and tomorrow night is to help fund the radio station. You can do that. And these are Eagle investors, 6 tiers of giving: Platinum Eagle, Crystal Eagle, Golden Eagle, Silver Eagle, Bronze, and the Night Eagle. The highest giving level is $3,500. Normally those are for the corporations. If you're an organization and you can give $1,000, you're going to become a Crystal Eagle. And we have some gifts for all of you, some digital gifts, special invites to upcoming events that we're going to be hosting on the Discord and on our virtual streaming, that you'll get VIP entry into these for free. Third level down is our Golden, down to Silver, and that's $500 and $250 respectively. The Bronze Eagle is a $100 gift. And last but not least is the Night Eagle for $75. And you can go ahead and do that right now. And if you're on the LinkedIn, I'm going to be looking to make sure that we have the QR code up. And so we're going to go to a small song. I like this. It's called Night Watch. This is all instrumental music you're listening to here on Night Moods, because we want to give you a taste of what the radio station is going to be like on the flagship show. And by the way, Q@gmail.com, doing all things tonight, a little bit different on the weekends, kind of scaled back, and you have an opportunity to call in the show and have a conversation, get to know me as your host. And if you don't want to, you can always email. And there's also anonymously that you can go to our Facebook page and our Facebook group, by the way. You can do that now if you want to just touch base. And don't forget, Twitter's out there, and we're getting more love on Twitter, which is really kind of cool. And last but not least, there is a YouTube channel, and we're uploading audio and video from the podcast, which is really kind of neat. So there's a number of ways. All you got to do is just Google search Night Moods HQ. You'll be able to find us on the best platforms that you're already on. Night Watch. Let me know what you think of the song.
Did you know the number of underserved and homeless kids is growing more and more every year? My organization, Project One Giant Step, also known as POG, is the answer. We deliver hygiene bags and supply-filled backpacks to Loves Park and McChesney Park schools, giving them encouragement they need to succeed in their education. To donate or learn more, check us out on the official Facebook page or give us a call at 779-207-2087. Remember, kindness is a muscle. Work it out.
Hey, it's Michael here. Welcome to my new program, Night Moves. Yes, I'm in the lab, better known as Night Moves HDQ. Night Owls, listen in Monday through Friday nights at 10:30. What happens when you listen to the show? Inside the lab, you hear the atmosphere of God and learn about the oasis and the lighthouse. Night Moves HDQ is the safest space on radio with fortified walls and an atmosphere that can't be compared to. Let's get in the lab. Night Moves HDQ. Join me. Hey, welcome back in the lab. It's Michael here on a Saturday night, just turning Sunday morning for those of you listening on the East Coast. It's already Sunday morning for all of our night eagles are in their respective nations. But here in the Midwest on this 13th of August, we are still counting down the last hour of Saturday. And time to step into some relaxation. Hope you're liking the new tracks. We're playing all instrumentals. Giving you a flavor of what I'm going to be sharing on Night Moves when we launch the show on 126 of Genesis, happening 11/11/22. Let me know what you think of the choice of sounds, music, nightmoveshdq@gmail.com. It's that time. It's lab time. It's the secret place. And you know this is the special oasis, the lighthouse. For those of you living in the sea of darkness or the sea of daylight, doesn't matter. You just, life and stress can happen at any moment, at any time. And if you're in the oasis, in the desert of life, there is this oasis. We are Night Moves. And yes, it's kind of repetitive when we're talking about relaxation because we understand that there are so many people who are stressed out. And if we're doing our job right, you come into the oasis and the lighthouse, and you get some relief from your stress. And that's what you want. You want some consistency. There is the safest space on radio that you know that you can come to at any, well, right now for 2 hours. But the radio station will be here for worship and praise and inspiration. And that will be 24/7. But here, the flagship show here, you know, it's set up for the month of August. Between 10 and 12 a.m., 10 p.m., 12 a.m., you know that there is a space for you to come and just connect with other anonymous night eagles from around this one world that we share, and you can come into Night Moods. And so I'm happy to be here, privileged to be here. It's an honor to be here to help serve you and get some relief and separation from the stress that's connected to your situation, your circumstances, and your crisis. So we maintain the consistency. And we do it well because we know that freedom comes when you impact through music and inspiration and an opportunity to give many of you a break from life to just decompress. So that's what we're here. We are the Oasis and the Lighthouse, better known as Night Moods. And inside what we have cultivated, a special VIP space in the lab. And so all of you get to come in and right where you're listening to and whatever devices you're listening to the show on, you're in VIP land and you have that seat and this space to come inside and release everything that's engaging you, surrounding you, and conflicting you. And while you're here during this show, that VIP seat enables you to get permissions. And there's four permissions. One, to be selfish, to be alone, and to express your emotions, and everyone gets to present themselves in the secret place. We talk about the secret place normally Monday through Friday nights. We get to bring you in, and that's where heart surgery goes. That's where brain surgery goes. It goes down in there, and see the secret place you're listening to the music in the background. That's the atmosphere we talk about. The secret place is 100% saturated. You know, angels come and serve and help in whatever capacity that they have been sent to do for you. And don't think it's strange or weird, by the way. This is natural. This is a way of the kingdom. It's familiar. And this is daily encounters, weekly encounters, seasonal encounters as you engage and experience Father's heavenly kingdom. So here we have created the secret place, Jesus being the first to exhibit this, to live it out and step into it. You know, when you read and study the book of John chapter 17, this is actual what he did in real time. And a couple weeks back, I was actually, we got this channel on our satellite. And so from time to time, I'll watch it. It's our Jewish television network. And so it's the Jewish television network. It's not ours. I don't have any ownership in it, but I was watching it, and they were doing a tour of the Garden of Gethsemane and all of the records dating back to Jesus still being there in that garden and witnessing what is in the Gospels. And so in real time, he was literally with his disciples and followers. But here, when he went into the garden, something special happened on his way to being crucified. He actually left his disciples, his elect, Peter, James, and John, and he went in a different area in this garden. They talked about it on this program. I wish I remember the name of the program, so I'm going to tell you about it. But it's on JLTV. And he's told them, as it recounts in the gospel, you stay over here, and I'm going to go have a conversation and pray to my Heavenly Father. And so he left them, and as a bird's view away, like a rock's throw away, he is in a different setting in the glory of Father, petitioning and praying and impacting and having a human moment. And this is happening in the Garden of Gethsemane. And so the secret place is secretive in this manner, that our Heavenly Father is everywhere at every time, and there's never a place or time that he's not in, because his Holy Spirit is remanded to earth. And Jesus in real time is stepping into his secret place with his Heavenly Father in view of his elect disciples who eventually went to sleep. They were that tired because it was in the midnight hours. And they were tired because they had already put in a long day of walking and listening and being instructed, right? And so he goes away and has a prayer time, an intimate, one of the most intimate prayers recorded in the Gospels is John chapter 17. And this became the understanding of the secret place. And so the secret place is founded upon Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. And it has four supernatural spiritual walls that I'm going to address that speak to every issue that mankind is going through. And so we're going to step into the secret place in a little bit. And your VIP seat, right where you're at, maybe you're laying down, chilling out on this Saturday night, you're relaxed, yard work has called you, or whatever you have been doing on this Saturday, then you have been blessed, and you just want to charge down for the night. And so we're going to go inside there where it's super saturated with the atmosphere in the background. Hopefully you can hear it. And if you can hear it, let me turn it up a little bit for you so you can get a taste of it. And so you have your VIP seat to listen in, to participate, and get reconnected with your spirituality. And that is simply your spiritual relationship with your Heavenly Father. And inside the secret place, well, that's 100% multiplied times 10 with saturation. We get to be refocused, regain control, because first you got to give up control to gain control, right? And so I teach you how to do that in the secret place. And you get your emotions are getting restored. And lastly, every one of the night eagles who participate in the secret place, and I hope you do, you receive unconditional love. And that's because you're important. And many people don't understand, nor do they believe in first place, that you're important, that you are truly loved, that you are liked. And you don't have to work for it. You didn't have to pay to be loved and be liked. You simply said yes. You simply surrendered and you submitted. And then that established you in the pocket of your Heavenly Father. And so inside this secret place, you're important. It's one of three attributes. And I must tell you the three attributes, but the first one is that you are important. And you're important because of the redemptive work that Jesus performed and executed on behalf of every brother and sister listening to my voice who's saved and born again. John chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. And you're important because you are saved out of the kingdom of darkness and you were transferred into the Father's heavenly kingdom. So one inferior kingdom that we all lived in at one time, sinners, dead in our transgressions, called upon to eternal death while living in the world system, world cultures, and world behaviors, and doing the best that we could possibly be doing in the world culture. And then there was the crossroads that every one of us come to. And that crossroads is that point where the spiritual realm impacts the natural realm and you are arrested by the kingdom of heaven. That's what I call it. You're arrested. And when you are arrested, you have to surrender and they come and put cuffs on you. I know this because I used to be a police officer. And then you are remanded to a jail to await your sentence. And see, when you're in the world, being remanded to the jail, you're put into the prisons, and you sit, and you hope that you get free. And so what Jesus did was he paid that price. He paid that ransom to Father, that spiritual ransom. And when he did that, you and I were saved out of the kingdom of darkness and transferred. When he paid that ransom, like maybe that wink to Heavenly Father because he's sitting to the right hand of the power of Father, that wink like, Father, I got this. This one right here is good. You can call him justice. You can call him justified. You can call him loved, your daughter, your son. Father, you can call him saved. And then there's a transaction that happens upon you, that transaction, a baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that is what happens upon your entry into the kingdom of heaven. Because you got to be saved into something when Jesus saves you out of something that's dead. And so this transaction is so important because of the place between a Father, a sovereign Lord, the Holy Father, and his heavenly Son, that his essence coming out of his glory placed in the Spirit would enter your heart. And so this is why you're important, because you possess Father's Holy Spirit. And if I'm doing my job right, and I always say this, and I mean it, I'm here to help everyone reset and rest in God so that he, along with the Christ, can equip you and prepare you to reenter the pathway into your destination. And that's your invitation into Night Moves HQ tonight on this Saturday night. And so before we step into the secret place, there are some three special perches that we want to invite you to come in. And these perches used to be called stargazers, war room warriors, our intercessors, and our closet seekers, and they're now known as the utopians, those who dream and have visions. And your dreams, by the way, at those of you at the utopian perch by the window on the starry night, those dreams are protected by stars. I believe that. I don't need to understand it right now, but I got this enlightenment a couple of weeks ago cycling, because I cycle at nighttime. And it was like the Holy Spirit saying, that's a dream. That's a star bringing dreams into this natural realm for whosoever is manifesting. And they place the dreams in the pathway that they're walking in, whether they're resting, they're working, they're playing, but they're manifesting through their assignments toward their goals in this season, towards their dream in that season. And so I just had that epiphany moment, like, man, maybe those stars are protecting the dreams. And as these stars fall past at light speed at the seams, when you see and track the stars falling past our planet, they're depositing dreams into our realm. And maybe that, for all you night eagles on the utopian perch, as you're gazing up and evaluating your progress, and while you're doing that, the second perch is our arbitrators. These are our intercessors. And we need more of our intercessors, in all truthfulness, because we have a massive project of launching a radio station, an arts and entertainment gaming device, a broadcast studio, helping other night eagles with their startups, with business, and helping as many night eagles with their faith and their family dynamics. And so we need a whole bunch of intercessors, and these are traders. And that's the port, the perch, where intercession goes down, and they are the spiritual covering for all of us that come into the secret place. And perhaps you are an intercessor, and you want to connect and be maybe exclusive during the radio show. You know, yeah, Michael, I can give you 2 hours. Send us an email, nightmoodshdq@gmail.com, and we will get you connected in the how-tos and what are the needs for the radio station and for some of the night eagles who come in. And the last perch is our petitioners. Those are formerly known as the closet speakers. These are they who just want relationship and they're petitioning according to their relationship. And it's not always asking about, Father, I need this, I need this, but they're just wanting to draw in. And that's the depths of those who are at that perch, who long to be in a deeper relationship with their Heavenly Father. No religion. That's why I don't do religion on any of these shows. It's not about religion, never has been and never will be. This is about the kingdom of heaven impacting all of creation, and you get to engage, experience, encounter, and execute your identity as a daughter and son. So all the perches are available to whosoever will tonight on this special Saturday night as we're raising funds for the radio show. Not the radio show, the radio station, excuse me. 126, the Genesis, launching 11-11-22. You can go to any of our Facebook accounts, social media accounts, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and you can give your best gift. There's some information there for you, and you can also go to our server on Discord at Night Moods, hashtag 9811, and give that way, and message us so we can give you information on how to give. So those are all of the perches, and we have some newbies listening to the show or listening to the playback, possibly, and I can't forget you because you're at a crossroads and you're still here, and it's the atmosphere that is ministering to your body and your soul, and simply, this is your moment, and I don't know what's going on with you. You could be confused. This crossroad is a variety of matters that we all will deal with when we all come to the crossroads in life. And every one of us has come to the crossroads. And the crossroads, the pinnacle of the crossroads, has everything to do with who we are and what we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing. And we have to make a choice at that moment. And see, this is that impact for you. And I must say, repent. Repent right now. Turn from the errors of your ways, your wickedness. And in turning from your ways, Father, tell him you're sorry. You tell the Father you're sorry. And you believe in your Creator sent his only begotten Son in Yeshua HaMashiach, or the Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ. And you have known of him because you've heard of his name before. But you want to do something special from your heart and just believe that he was sent for you to transfer you out of the kingdom of darkness and transfer you into the kingdom of light, because now you can see and now you can hear. And during the show, that is my hope, that you make that choice, one of the top three choices you could possibly make outside of family and kids. But it supersedes family and kids because he comes first. So it's the top three choice. One is Jesus. Two, however you put it together, family and children. And the list goes on from there. And so that's your opportunity during the show. And it is my hope that you simply make that the best choice that you're ever going to make. And I mean that. And it doesn't mean that everything is going to be all glory. Your roads are going to be super paved and you'll never have a bump, never have any persecution. You'll never be sick. You'll never have any problems in your life as you are learning about who you are as a new daughter, a new son, reunited with your Heavenly Father for the first time in your life. No. See, you got to put in the work. You got to put in the faith. And you got to just learn through the Gospels and learn who's inside of you, because the baptism's coming to you. And it's nothing crazy. It's normally a slight nuance as Father enters into you. It's like when you wave your hand in the atmosphere, you don't feel the air, but your hand is going through the air. And so simultaneously, the realm of the Spirit is entering the natural realm. And your natural body is receiving the Holy Spirit. And that's what happens at that impact. It's likened to when women receive the seed of a man and a creation is born inside our women. It's that light that triggers, and scientists know this light. It's called lumen. And they can't explain it. It just happens at the moment of impact when the seed hits the egg. And it is known as something miraculous. And like that happens to be how nuanced the Holy Spirit enters into our heart. And you may feel it, because you may feel pricklies and tingly sensations throughout your body, because that's what happens when the supernatural invades the natural. The natural can't contain the supernatural, so it gets enlightened when the supernatural impacts the natural. And so for you Night Eagles, and you are new to this show, that is the hope for you, because this is a kingdom show. It is a ministry show. It is not a religious show by no means. I won't be talking about any denominations or denomination dogmas or theologies from these different denominations, man-made. This is about the supernatural realm that we get introduced to, and we get reintroduced to, because we were first spirit before our carnal bodies. And your carnal body, all of our bodies will terminate. And our spirit will either return to the throne room or return to hell. So that's the choice in this moment. Not to belabor that, but it's significant about a Saturday night show when you kind of do what you want because it's the weekend. But I want to hit it really hard for you to understand. I mean, after you come out of the secret place, and you look out your window and turn your phones back on, and you get a reality check of what the world systems and the world cultures and the behavior patterns are going on in every country, it's like it's in a decline. And so how much more greater is the kingdom of heaven? So there'll be challenges for all of us, and those challenges turn into stress that's connected to situations, circumstances, and crisis. And see, now we're in the moment where we're going to be handling all that. So I want you all to stand up, take a deep breath here. We're going to be entering into the secret place. And again, nothing weird happens. It's just a natural habitation for us to enter into the most quiet space on this earth. And we get to step into his presence, just like Jesus stepped into his presence in John chapter 17. The last time that he would have stepped into his presence on the earth. That is recorded in the intimate books of John. And so while you're standing, there is a line that you need to draw right in front of you. And I do this, and Jill does it with me. I've been doing this since 2010 when I learned this in the rural community of Rocco, Indiana, when I was taught this by the Holy Spirit, because he is the teacher of everything in Father's kingdom, and the Gospels and the Scriptures, Old Covenant and New Covenant. But he taught me how to step in his presence. And then he directed me to go down to the leadership on a Thursday night meeting in this month, back in 2011, excuse me. And so when I stepped into his presence, went down and told my peers, all my elders, what was going to happen, it didn't go well for one of the elders because they had dignity and they had pride and they were very much apprehensive because they did not want to be seen as doing something cuckoo. And so that bishop did not participate. And so I recognize, as I always have over these years, that there are some who just like the spirit of apprehension, spirit of dignity, and the spirit of fear. But here, I declare that those four little demons cannot step into the secret place. And so you get to give them permission, or not even permission, just tell them a little goofball, see you at the gate. But you don't have to pick them back up as you leave. Give them an order, a charge, and give them a destination where they need to go. You can tell them to go back to hell for all that, because that's their destination. That's their eternity. But they can't be in here. Any spirits that are defiled spirits before our Heavenly Father can't be in his presence unless he orders them to come in his presence. Say hello to Job chapter 1 and Job chapter 2. But here, that line that's right in front of you, you're just going to take a short breath. And by faith, when you step across the line, you're stepping into the presence. You don't have to necessarily understand. You just step in by faith. Hebrews 11:1. And when you step across, you step into the presence of your Heavenly Father. And so as you step into the presence, you're here in the secret place. And I'm going to help every one of us breathe in the breath of life. There's five breath exercises that we do just to calm the body down, calm the mindset down, and your soul is going to get rest if you participate. And every one of you who are participating, I want you to be expectant to receive instructions, a revelation, impartation, a warning, and understand this truth. There is a reward for those of you who participate. These are the words of Jesus. And so when you participate, you're receiving something tangible. I believe it has everything to do with your situation, your circumstances, and your crisis. So around you, there are four distinct walls. And I want to share with you what's on these walls here. Faith is based on radio on a Friday, Saturday night here. And I hope you participate. Because here in the secret place, faith without the corresponding works is known as dead faith. So you just apply yourself, and you don't have to understand it, but just by faith in your heart where the Holy Spirit lives and resides, he is going to be the one who guides you into all truth. And he's not missed this opportunity. He's not messed it up. He didn't hear incorrectly because he is why we can step into the presence of our Heavenly Father. He is why we can step into the secret place because it's the manifestation of John chapter 3, verse 3 through 5. Without the born-again experience, baptism of the Holy Spirit, you cannot even see or enter the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven transfers into the kingdom of God, and that is in your heart. See, Father is still in upon his throne in that location in heaven. But it transfers into the kingdom of God in your heart when you are baptized by the Holy Spirit. And he's remanded to earth until the return of Messiah. And so here I'm going to coach you down, breathing in the breath of life. I'm going to call 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Instruct you to take a deep breath, very slow. It'll be about 30-second interval. And then you can let that deep breath out. But that 30 seconds gives you time to take that deep breath. You get to calm the body down, surrender the mind, and your soul gets put at rest. And those are the words of Jesus. And then there's this critical breath called the breath of restoration. And then the last breath is to receive unconditional love. And these four walls that I'm getting ready to talk to you about, these four walls speak volumes to everything that you are going through. And see, we're dealing with situations, circumstances, and crisis here inside the relaxation side of the show. And so the first wall is Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, and Jesus says this to you. Pay attention to exactly what he is saying. This is the first wall. It's also the foundation. But whenever you pray, enter into your secret room and shut the door behind you and pray to your Heavenly Father who is in secret. And your Heavenly Father who sees in secret, he'll reward. And so, night eagles, there's a reward for you if you participate. See, every time Jesus speaks, it's an instruction, it's a command, and it's a promise attached to it. You just need to believe it and then apply yourself to what you're believing. The wall behind you is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and verse 29. This is known as the apex wall. This is the trading wall. And so we're going to go into the soul closet on this wall. And Jesus says this to you. Now pay attention, because he talked to you about the Father is in the secret place and he sees in the secret place. So he's in this moment. And there's a reward. Jesus says this to you. Me, all of you who work and are burdened, and I will give you rest. The wall over here to your right is if you're dealing with any type of judicial matter in the earth realm, if you're a plaintiff or a defendant in a court case, and you need to go before Heavenly Judge. Father is also our judge, and he's also the king upon the throne, manifested like a diamond, many-sided, but he rules as a father, he rules as a judge, and he rules as a king at the same time. Isn't that crazy to wrap your mind around that? And when you witness and testify to it, it is even crazier to receive that. Luke chapter 18, verse 7 is the highlighted portion of Luke chapter 18, verse 4 through 8. Listen to what Jesus says to you regarding if you're dealing with a legal matter. And will not my Father surely see to it that justice is done to you, his chosen ones, who cry out to my Father day and night? And will my Father delay toward you? Will he delay toward you, you who's calling out to him day and night, who's justified, saved, and born again? You got to answer that question for yourself. It's a kind of a setup. Over there to your left is the last wall. If you're in a deadline, and many of you be financial deadline, or economical food desert, all the desert. 16, he says this, therefore let us approach with confidence to the throne of grace, in order that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. If you're in a time of need, pay attention to this wall during your moment here in a secret place. If you're in a legal matter, go to the third wall on the other side of the secret place and pay attention right there. See, the last wall behind you, the first wall is in front of you, the last wall, that's Matthew 11:28. Trading wall, trading our burdens, trading our stresses there. So each of the walls speak to every matter that we go through, or we are going through, or we could go through. This is why your participation is needed. The first breath we're going to be taking right now, it's going to happen in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and let's relax our bodies. That was the first deep breath to relax the body. We're just calming the body down now. I want to add, as I normally do here in a secret place, if you have a wound or scarring to the body, we're just talking about the symptoms to the body. Now, Father's doing heart surgery here in a secret place. That means he's dealing with your heart because his Holy Spirit is there. And if your heart is hardened, if your heart is cold, if you have a family member, a close friend, or someone in your circle who has died, and you may be going through it, well, he's doing heart surgery, and Jesus is going to be doing the brain surgery. But if Father wants to do a miracle and produce a healing, allow him to do that. Be open. Be expectant. And be free. Now the wound, the scarring on the body, maybe you've gone through a crisis. See, crisis calls a sibling, the sibling is chaos, and crisis and chaos work together spiritually into the natural realm, impeding, possessing mindsets and abilities. And so this is the warfare that you're going through spiritually. That's naturally what it looks like is terror. And when you're coming through crisis and chaos, you don't know that you are being clothed spiritually with a trauma. And that spiritual trauma invades the body and also invades the mind. Say hello to post-traumatic stress. It becomes a disorder to the emotions, the logic, your skill sets, and it causes wounds and scarring to the body. Every time you're triggered, it's an instant reminder of what happened naturally from a spiritual manifestation in the natural realm. And if you've also been dealing with any type of illness, sickness to the body, and perhaps you have a medical diagnosis, just calming the symptoms down by breathing in the breath of life happens right now. Are you ready? In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and relax your body. Going to switch over to the mind, your emotions, which are your mindset, your emotions, all five of the senses, emotionally speaking, and the logic, the front of your brain, your abilities and skill sets, how you do what you do, when you do, and why you do what you do. Not when you do, but why you do what you do. If your mind is in overdrive, hard to slow the mind down. I dealt with this yesterday on 2 hours of sleep. I was getting ready for the 100 show episode. And I couldn't go to sleep. I was so tired. Told Jill I'm going to go home and take a nap for an hour and get ready for the show. Laid down, mind was just racing. And I remember the action, the activation that one of my spiritual fathers, Apostle Henry, who taught me this in Chicago back in 2010, years ago. And he simply told me, just say the name of Jesus Christ. And for the life of me, Friday, I couldn't go to sleep. And Father eventually said, just get up. But right now, if your mind's in overdrive, one way to surrender the mind before we take this deep breath is just to repeat the name of Jesus. And maybe I didn't do it with intentional. I was tired. I'm like, oh, let me just do it. So I didn't put forth the effort. That's why I realized that had I put forth the effort, I would have got an hour of good sleep. My body was resting, but my mind was just gone. It was like gear 9, 10, 11. We're zooming. And so just repeat the name of Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach, Christ Jesus, Jesus Christ. Repeat his name. It'll come out fast, maybe scary, hard, loud, screaming. Maybe you might whisper his name because you got it like that with him, and that's okay. However, whatever, that's between you and him. Repeat his name. And now what happens when your cadence begins to slow down is simply the mind is coming into surrender. So when your cadence begins to slow down, your mind is coming into surrender. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and relax your mind. Doing this right here with you, sometimes I get carried away just taking a deep breath. Any type of abuse that you've been in, we do it every night here inside the secret place. If you've been dealing with any emotional abuse, physical, psychological, spiritual, religious, sexual abuse, mad libs, fill in the blank. We're just calming the symptoms down. See, we submitted the body. Now we are surrendering the mind. Go ahead and take it in the name of Jesus. Repeat his name. Be intentional about it. I learned that lesson yesterday, Friday, I mean. Be intentional, just repeat his name. It doesn't matter how his name comes out of your mouth, with all respect and honor and praise, obviously. Repeat his name. As it begins to slow the cadence down, you are into surrender space. In 5, 4, 3, two, one. Take a deep breath and relax your mind. About five more seconds there. Getting the last breath in, transition over to the relaxation and the trade of a lifetime on this night, Saturday night. Here in a secret place, this is the apex breath, the apex wall. The wall right behind you is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. Going to take you right there. Go ahead and reposition yourself. Put your hands in front of you as if you're holding a basket. And I need you to hear what Jesus is speaking to you. This is dealing with stress connected to your situation, your circumstance, and the crisis in this moment. Remember, crisis has a sibling, and her name is Chaos. And they are clothing you with trauma, and you are wearing the trauma. It is exercising your emotions. It is exercising upon your body, and you are feeling it naturally and also in your soul, which is invisibly. So we submitted the body, we surrendered the mind, the mental, your abilities, your logic. And so now you're in this vulnerable place here in the secret place. That's why I told the demons, those four, they can't be in here. If you mean business with God, he means business with you. Heart surgery is happening and Jesus is officially in the surgery procedure of your mind. And so you're in this vulnerable state because now we're going to deal with the soul closet. In your soul closet is the holding of the stress. And if you're one who likes to hold on to stress, it becomes a burden. And this is in your soul closet. So we have named the soul closet this way. Listen to what Jesus has to say to you. Dealing with your stress, your situation, your circumstances, and your crisis. He says, come to me, all of you who work and are burdened, and I will give you rest. You have been given an instruction. He's given you a command, and he's surrounded it with a promise. This burden is known as the fortizo. The fortizo is a load bearing upon the body and the mind. Now, what I want you to do right now is I want you to speak every one of your stress into your hands. Go ahead and give you about, I'll give you a little bit here to do that. Speak every one of the stresses into your hands. I want you to go into the depths of your soul closet right now. Hurry and do. Open up, unleash the burdens, those load bearings that are tucked away in that soul closet, and speak every one of them into your hands. If you got to yell it, scream it, burp it out, get it out. However, get it out of your soul closet right now. A little bit more. As you're getting them out, listen to what Jesus has to say to you. He says, take my yoke on you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. The first instruction is to take his yoke on you, but before you take his yoke, you have to give him what's in your hands. The kingdom is about trading, and if you don't trade, then you have your burdens, you have your stress, and you're going to live your life hoping, wishing, and a praying that your prayers are answered and life gets better for you. But Jesus said, your burdens are not yours. They are mine. And what I want to give you is what is upon my shoulders. And what is upon his shoulders is known as the yoke. The yoke is the government of the kingdom of heaven and dominion. And he says, trade this and take my yoke and learn from me. That's going to help you get through your situation, your circumstance, and your crisis. And when you trade, you're going to receive something tangible that's going to help you navigate, manage, and deal through all three matters. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Night Eagles, lift your hands, take a deep breath, and trade with Jesus. Make the trade count. 5 seconds to go. Trade count. Lift them up. Trade them up. Receive. the yoke, the spiritual yoke, the government of the kingdom of heaven, the dominion, Genesis 1:26, the government allows you to help Father administrate his heavenly kingdom into the earth realm. And when you help in the administration of the government of heaven, what you're doing is getting through your situations, your circumstances, and your crisis using Father's government to do so. It is a spiritual order that enables you to get through natural chaos, natural disasters, and also the natural order. You're going to be feeling lighter. I hope all of you feel lighter. And that's because you traded with Jesus and you took the burden off of you. And when you traded, you received something lighter. And so move your shoulders. Get used to carrying the yoke on your shoulders. And let your situation, your circumstance, and the crisis know, oh, it's about to change. When I come out of this secret place, I'm coming through it. And when I come through it, I'm receiving my reward. Jesus said that was on the first wall. And that reward, ladies and gentlemen, friends, that reward could be someone of influence in your path that you're going to walk into, and they're going to be there to help encourage you, empower you, build you up, and perhaps open doors towards your dream. That destiny, that destination, that goal in this season. And so when you have traded, get used to being familiar with the activation of his angels, heavenly spirits who come to render service to the heirs of salvation. You are an heir of salvation. And they're going to help you get through it, navigate, manage, and deal through the situation, the circumstance, and the crisis. And so now we're coming to the critical breath and looking back to the journey here in the secret place. See, we've submitted the body, we surrender the mind. You have traded the burdens, and you receive something greater. And now we're going to take a deep breath for restoration, to restore the symptoms, provide positivity, provide hope, provide joy back into the body, back into the mind, to erase the wounds, to erase the scars, the trauma. See, believers believe. If you believe, you will achieve. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and receive restoration. A little bit more breathing in the rest of restoration happening right here in the secret place. There it is. That's a good sign I'm hearing. Leading up to the last breath here in the secret place, breathing in the breath of life, reminding you that you are important. This is the first attribute. And there's two more attributes that you must pay attention to. Just believe. And as you live out in your faith, you'll get the understanding. Number two, you are worthy. You're worthy because the Father said so. He deemed it. He declared it. And the proclamation to heaven has made you worthy because you are a carrier of your Father's Spirit. And that's the Holy Spirit who resides in your heart. You carry the Holy Spirit. And when you just slow down, turn everything off, and focus on who you are carrying, man, your worth breaks ceilings. Your worth draws you into success. Lastly, you're valuable. You have the value of Jesus because you are possessed by the Holy Spirit. He abides in your heart. And your value is more valuable than all the gold, the silver, the copper, the money in all earth ever created at any time in any generation. You are important, you are worthy, and you are valuable to your Heavenly Father. And when you believe this and receive it, illumination has to occur. And when you possess these three attributes, you can receive agape love faster, to the measure that your Father wants to give it to you. This agape love is unconditional love. Nothing mirrors it. Nothing levels and rivals it. He is the initiator of all levels of love. But this love right here, he exhibited it. And he did it through his Son, our Messiah, our brother. And this love he wants to pour upon you. He wants to pour in you. And he wants to pour through you. And when you receive this agape love, be sure you reciprocate it back. This is your sign of affection, adoration to our Heavenly Father. And this love is like headlights. It goes with you in your pathway, no matter what time, day or night. And it illuminates your pathway. And you know this is true because people see a difference in you. Something in your eyes. Something in your step. Even when you're going through some things, there's something different about you. This love attracts others to the Father through you, the hope of glory in you. Jesus is that hope of glory. That's why you have the Holy Spirit. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath, raise your hands, and receive agape love from your Heavenly Father. And there it is, completed right on time, right on schedule tonight here in the secret place. Ending the show off on a good note, you can go and get your good night rest. Head into your Sunday service for those of you across the Atlantic. Going to be here with you tomorrow night, another show talking about the station and helping you get some relaxation, some separation from your situation, your circumstances, and your crisis. And perhaps add in some empowerment tomorrow night. I want to do something different tomorrow night. I want you to be a part of something special. I'm here in the captain's chair. This is Night Moods on Blog Talk Radio. Have a good night. Enjoy your Sunday, by the way. And love yourself as you love others. And as you bless other people, remember, bless yourself. Good night.